Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 215 for December 15th, 2006, Microsoft Bob. And now, get ready for Dick. Midway through the gloomiest month of all, December, when the days grow short, the nights grow long, and Dick's mustache grows out of control, it's time for Dick's Gadget Warehouse. Come with us now into stately DiBartolo Manor, where deep below the surface of the earth, the entire West Wing is consumed by the warehouse, shelf after shelf of gadgets that never managed to make it out of production. Here he is, the little gadget meister himself, standing next to what looks like something that will never sell. Or maybe it will, I don't know. I'm done.
Me too. I'll be here. That was the longest introduction ever. Seven minutes.
Let's see how long I can go.
7 minutes. I can tell how long they're going to be by how far back you start.
Yes.
When you start with, we're on the street. The street that leads a long path
building. We're getting on
the
train
end of the
to Manhattan.
With the lampposts glowing in the falling snow. Okay.
All right.
This is another I didn't want it in the gadget warehouse. This is only the second one. We talked about Audrey a few weeks ago.
Audrey,
remember?
The
webmail appliance,
right,
that was called.
Right.
Okay. Well, I didn't want Audrey in the warehouse.
And you don't want this either.
I didn't want Bob. Microsoft's Bob.
You have a copy of Bob?
I don't. Leo, when they got done with the demo, the PR person said, should we send you a copy? And I said, no.
No. You knew the minute you looked at it.
Leo, here, for the people who don't know, so Bob was a novice way to use the computer. So when you turn on the computer, you don't see a welcome screen, but you see a living room. And a talking dog. And if you want to make out a check, you don't go to your bookkeeping program. You click on the checkbook.
It's so annoying.
And Leo, as a matter of fact, thinking back, I believe it doesn't open on the living room. I think it opens at, this is like your introduction. It opens on the front door.
Oh, you have to walk into the living
room. And you ring the bell. Oh. And the bell rings. And then the door opens. And then you see the desk. And then you see by the time you made out your check, you were overdrawn. It was.
They called it a social interface.
It was so convoluted.
I agree.
And if you didn't want the dog, you could pick other. But you know what, Leo?
The dog still lives on. You still see the dog in the search and stuff. I mean, and Microsoft Office has the little, animals and stuff.
Yes, exactly. And I believe it is that exact dog. So the dog has, in his third life.
Well, they're not going to reinvent the dog. I mean, you got the dog.
No,
you just reuse
it.
Microsoft Bob. What a bad idea. You know, and there were some concerns.
And Leo, it was $100.
I wonder, did anybody buy this product? From you if you did.
If you bought Bob, tell us what you paid for it.
And what you did with it.
And how long was it before you threw Bob out of your house?
But you know, we will get an email from somebody who loves it and thought it was the greatest thing ever.
No, that is the funny thing about this podcast. This is the funny thing about anything you show anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, this is very funny. I don't know if you know this, but when I first went on television, I was doing like rip-offs on television, things to be aware of. And on Regis, I would do gadgets 1 month and then mail order rip-offs another month. And 1 month, I had designer mirrors. And I showed the picture of the living room with these designer mirrors on the wall. And I said to Regis, Regis, do you have a strong back? And he goes, oh, yeah. I said, okay, well, the mirror collection is backstage. So we go back and we're grunting and groaning and grunting and groaning. As we come on camera, we're carrying a box that is 4 by 5 inches. And the mirrors are like out of a lady's compact. And it's an artist concept. And in the artist concept, they look like they're floor-to-ceiling mirrors.
What, how do they get away with
it? And Leo, I got two letters. Where do you get those great mirrors that you showed on Regis?
Oh, they're great. They're just the right size.
I know. So you're right. Someone will say, what are you talking about? Bob got me through
college.
My first computer, and I'm now the CEO of United
Airlines. Could be.
It could be.
I wonder if you can still buy Bob anywhere. It would be fun to try it, just to see.
It was 1995, I believe.
Oh, man,
so,
a long time ago.
Wow, yeah. In computer years, that's 307 years.
I hope you've been feeding him. Because you would, if yeah. Bob's been in the warehouse all this time. He must be emaciated by now. Something. Maybe he's long gone. All right, I'm clicking the button and nothing's... There it is, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the letters segment. The best produced, highest quality part of the podcast.
Become a letter.
Excellent letters. Yeah, thank you, girls. The Gizzy-Wizzy Letter Singers, they're so good. And now it's a time for a dick with a letter.
Oh, that Scottish accent, it gets me every time. I love it.
It's Lawrence Welk.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Skewing once again toward not the youthful audience. All right, listen. This letter is so funny. When I find the guy's name, I will read it. But I just know it by heart. Because it broke me up. It was like, dear Dick and Leo. Leo was talking about the Zune, Z-U-N-E, the Microsoft Zune.
Yes.
Choosing the slogan, welcome to the social.
Welcome to the social.
Social. And on the netcast, you obviously said, we need younger, hipper people to explain what
yes,
this is.
Because we.
And
this
guy
no
wrote
sense.
In and said, and I said, I'll find his name. Dear Dick and Leo, I'm 23 years old.
Good. All right. A young person.
I don't know how hip I am, but what the hell is welcome to the social?
He doesn't get
it. Why doesn't Microsoft just get it over with and say, welcome to the sock hop?
That's kind of what it sounds like.
It's kind
it?
Of what it says. Oh, welcome to the speakeasy.
Ooh, it's so
I
hip.
Know.
Ooh, welcome to the social.
Now, someone else said that there are websites that are social gatherings, and that maybe the being able to send your tunes to another zoo, whatever it is.
No, they're thinking about social networking, and that's kind of the latest buzzword. Things like dig, but that's not it. It's welcome to the social, not the social network.
It's not.
The good news is, like Microsoft Bob, Microsoft Zoom.
Bob has company.
It's gonna have something.
Hey, Bob, I hope you like music. Bob can dance with Audrey
yes.
to some Zune tunes.
Oh, my.
But only 3 tunes for 3 days or something like
that's
that.
That's it. It's right. really a party in the warehouse. That's really what it is.
Anyway. Okay, and I'll do one letter where I have the person's name.
Yes.
Elaine King. Dick, you've got to help Leo with his party sounds.
I know.
It's too late now. Before episode 200.
No, we messed up.
He was killing me. I still love the netcast, but tell Leo to get on board with the new title.
What's that?
That's a fan in Bloomington, Illinois.
What new
Elaine.
Title?
I'm sorry.
What title are you talking about? What's she talking about? What new title?
With the new title. Oh, I guess netcasting. Whatever it is.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life? Make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Netcast 2000. 200. Maybe by 2000 you'll have something.
I don't think so. I think this is pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Podcast 2000. Oh, I'm exhausted just thinking about it. I'll tell you what. Yeah. The weekend's here. Do you want to just take a little break and come back fresh, rested, and ready for 5 new ones next Monday?
Sure.
Okay. And meanwhile, a mad minute. We'll see you on Monday. Have a great weekend. See you later, Dick.
Okay, I'll be here.